peaceful, very peaceful. Lucy? Okay, here's the story. Amy and I were huge fans of the band The Roaches. Okay, so, Suzzy Roach is Lucy's mom. You probably know that. And you didn't know that? Yeah, she has quite the lineage, but it doesn't matter because she's her own person. And so Lucy was 8 or 9 years old when Amy and I first met her, and I think it was at the hotel from the candy machine that we bought her a candy bar. And she said she loved us immediately, and she's still here. Yep. And Lucy has a dog named Maybe. And, you know, there's two ways to spell that, but when you look at Maybe, Maybe is looking like Maybe. We all love dogs. Lewis has two dogs, and I have a dog. I had to give my little one away because we couldn't manage him, but now he's happy. Okay, let's talk about dogs all night. My sister just got a dog. She's like, I feel like a dog. All I do is talk to people about dogs now. Do you have dogs? Brian has a cat. He has a dog. Cats, cat people, cat people. Dog and cat people are all, we are all here. Three, you have dogs? No, he's got nothing. He's got a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
One.
Cat, Sophie and Gigi.
Sophie and Gigi. Maybe we should get Reed a pet on the store. Bring Maybe. He can share Maybe.
Okay.
And will you please talk about Lyris's dogs while I get a different guitar?
Okay. I mean, I don't know why I would talk about Lyris's dogs, but they are nice. I have met them. They live at her house. And she knows them better than me.
Oh, I know them really well. Okay, the first, they're pit bulls, and yeah, they're awesome. But the first time I met them, they barked really loud and they came at me. Not really, but I got scared because I've fallen under the trap of how people make. Some people think about pit bulls, which I don't feel anymore now that I know Lyris' dogs, the most wonderful dogs, but I said to Lyris, don't let that happen. I get angry when I'm scared. And that was the only time, and now I just think they came to the studio, and, oh my God, what kind of dogs do y'all have?
Russell's Griffin.
Oh, cool.
Alright. Poodle. Chihuahuas?
Seven.
Seven
Chihuahuas?
Wow. That is awesome. Someone said they have a pretend dog. Oh. Sounds like
a pretend dog.
Terrier? Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier.
All American
dogs.
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Oh, wow. Jack Russell.
Chelsea.
Two collies.
Toy poodle.
Toy poodle. Chelsea. Siamese cats that think they're dogs. Listen, everybody in the circle, I'm just going to come out there and we're just going to have a music and we're just going to have a circle. Have dogs. See, when you get out of the madness of the world outside the building and you just get together and you sing and you talk about dogs, it's like you forget what's happening. Here's a song that's from the new album. And by the way, thank you for listening to this new music. It takes a little more patience and a little more attention span to listen to new music. And I really appreciate that because we put everything, all our heart and soul, into this album. And this song we're going to do next, Lyris wrote the music for, and she sent it to me. And she said, can you write lyrics? And I said, yes. And I'd written a bunch of songs for the album, and they were all pretty heavy. And she sent me this beautiful piece of music, and I started writing about the race riots in the 60s. And I sent it back to her, and she's like, no. Try again. So it's still a really dark song, but at least it's prettier than that. Wait, sorry. I was gonna try to articulate it, but then I was like, fuck it. Yeah, it's called Serpent Love. Thank you.